In July of 1992, Rosemary Smith lost two of her three sons in a car accident, 18-year-old Drew and 15-year-old Jeremiah. She recently published Children of the Dome, a collection of short stories written by parents who've suffered the loss of a child. Ms. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
You founded a group called Fellow Travelers, which helps parents deal with the loss of a child. What would you say to Les Franklin, the man that we just saw, who so tragically lost two of his boys?
Yes, I would say to him that there is hope. He has done things correctly. You know, all these years that he's worked after the loss of his first son, it's such a tragedy that he would have to face this again. You know, we faced this by losing our sons in one accident. But I feel so sorry for him. I just want him to know that there are people who do care about him and that, you know, that there will be hope again, that he needs to live every day.
You said you felt after your sons died that there was a point where you just couldn't go on.
Yes.
And we just heard Mr. Franklin.
Right. I felt the same way that he
did. His tears say the same thing.
Yes.
How do you get through those moments? Some people don't.
No, some people don't. But I think my faith. But it is a struggle. You have to face the anger and the denial, but working through it, being around other people, being with his kids on the ice, I think that's the key to his survival. And working, as he said, he knows he has to do every day, one day at a time.
You're not a psychologist or
no.
a psychiatrist.
No.
You have been through a lot, though, and you've talked
yes.
to a lot of people. Is there one thing that gets you through? You mentioned your faith.
Yes.
You mentioned some sort of spiritual base
yes.
from which you come.
I believe that's the basis, but also being around other people who have lost children, who know what you're going through.
Some
sharing
sort of support
it.
Group.
Yes, yes. Sharing these children, sharing his two sons. I would love to meet this man to share his sons with him.
It's especially difficult if you have other children.
Right.
You have one other son.
Yes, we do.
How can you be there for them and still be grieving for yourself?
At the beginning, you can't. You know, we talk about our son Jordan was 11 when his brothers were killed. We weren't there for him. He was there for us, the glue that kept our family together, because we were lost. But then gradually, we were able to form our family again. And then there was hope that we could live again as a family of three instead of a family of five.
How often do you look at old pictures and look back and reminisce and remember?
All the time. It's wonderful. I can do that. I used to. It would be very painful for me, but now it's not because I have such wonderful memories of these two sons.
And what changed?
Just time, I think. Time does help. I have people that I call who lose children will say, will this ever be better? I know it won't be better, but it does. There's some peace that comes with the time that goes on, and the memories become very sweet with these children.
Your book, Children of the Dome, is a true story of 28
yes.
children, parents who've lost their children. Why'd you do this?
Number one, to help other people. There are 28 families, and in their voices, they told about their children and their survival. And we wanted to help other people facing any type of loss, but also we wanted these 33 children to be remembered.
And they are.
Thank you.
Rosemary Smith, thank you
you
very much.
Thank you.